This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go out and check in with Adam Jones, who I mentioned was at the Rickwood Field in Alabama this week. Adam, good morning. How have you been, and are you still out there in Alabama?
Good morning, you guys. Yeah, I'm still here. My first time down here, really, in the South, and everything's been great. The softball game last night was tremendous. The crowd, the people here, obviously it sucks that Mr. Mays passed. But I think we were going to honor him, but let's celebrate him. And that's what we're doing here. We're having a good time. Mr. Mays would have loved all of these things that are going on in his name. And we're going to just preserve the legacy. Mr. Mays was one of the greatest baseball players of all time, if not the greatest. And to be here, it's a surreal feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I saw some stories that Ken Griffey Jr. told, you know, obviously wore number 24 for Willie Mays, and said his heart hit the floor, you know, and you know it's, you know, yeah. You know it's coming for all of us. It's not gonna, none of us are gonna avoid it when it happens. Right. But the legacy that Willie Mays left behind. Now, obviously, he stopped playing, I think, 2 years before we were born, Benny. But you saw, obviously, the catch. You saw, you look at the numbers. You go, these are staggering. This is yes. Him and Hank Aarons are the ones. Every time I go back and revisit their numbers, I go, how does this happen? 24-time All-Star for Willie Mays. I mean, it's just incredible. What was your experience like with him?
Well, I got to meet him a few times. And you know what? Someone said this that made sense to me and why he's considered the greatest player. Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Cobb, they just played against each other. In the Negro Leagues back then with Oscar Charleston and Josh Gibson, they played against each other. But Willie Mays played in an integrated era with DiMaggio and Duke Snider. Yep. And like that was arguably one of the greatest eras of baseball. And he dominated. He was the best of them all. And, you know, obviously he hasn't played my whole life, but his impact is still there. I mean, yesterday we were doing things like during the softball game, we had to catch every fly ball like Willie Mays would. I'm at first base because I ain't running. And I'm catching basket catches at first base on a pop-up. Like, you know, his legacy his legacy is going to forever be cemented in baseball because of the flair, the smile, the just the graciousness in which he played the game.
2 seasons he served in the Army. Finished with 660 home runs and lost 2 full seasons. 5'10", 170. And just dominated everybody out there. That's staggering to think about, man. And there's so many stories going around. Do you have a personal story of when you got to meet him?
Well, I got to meet him when we went to San Francisco years ago. And he just told me, hey, young man, I like the way you play center field. I like how you play shallow. It's not your fault if the ball's hit over your head. So I was, it ain't my fault. So I'm
blame
like,
the pitcher.
Because people been telling me to start backing up, and I was like, no, stay where you at. It ain't your fault. So he was he insured me to play shallow.
What does that even feel like as a center fielder in baseball to have Willie Mays say, I like the way you play center field?
No, I mean, you're talking about the greatest center fielder of all time telling you that, and I'm just like, hey, I'm just trying to be something comparable to you. I mean, that's. He's the gold standard. Him, Griffey, they're the gold standards. And, you know, he just wanted to live up to the expectation.
Adam, how important is this Rickwood Field game tonight between the Cardinals and the Giants? You know, baseball is played in a cornfield. They've played in London. They've played at the Little League World Series. But this game in particular, and especially for the black baseball community, how big is this?
It's huge. I mean, recognizing Negro Leagues. I mean, I said this, the Negro Leagues and black history are American history. Why we, you know, I understand the segregation. I understand all that. But now, I mean, there's no need for all that stuff, that segregation. So we're bringing all the stats and all the numbers and all the experience over because, you know, you can't tell me that I can entertain you, but I can't eat with you. And now, you know, with the sacrifices from all those guys in Negro Leagues, Mr. Mays included, you know, we were able to, I'm able to live a cool life because of those guys.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. I want to shift gears a little bit to the series. I know you were following pretty well, pretty intently, and that was the Yankees Orioles series. And it got a little heated, got a little nasty. You had some stars being hit. Kind of give us your overall thoughts on that. When you saw Judge get hit, did you immediately know, oh boy, they're going to have to throw it Gunner now? And Gunner, you know, to his credit, he wore his hit by pitch last night, stole second, ended up scoring a really, really important run for the Orioles. But that was a really good series between two really good teams.
I mean, great series. I mean, the Orioles are a fantastic team. The Yankees are a fantastic team. Just got Cole back. And again, that's how it's supposed to be. That's baseball. Don't sugarcoat it. That's how baseball is. These guys are aggressive. You want to win. You got to knock guys down. You got to move guys' feet. And obviously, you never want to hit them. Excuse me. You never want to hit anybody. You never want to hurt anyone. But it's part of the game.
Adam Jones is with us. Adam, we were talking about it earlier. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but there was a social media video from John Boy going out involving Padres manager Mike Schilt. And he went out after Manny got ejected. And as they were reading his lips, he was basically kind of just saying to the umpire, okay, you're just going to have to throw me out as well. And it was pretty calm, and he was pretty respectful about it. We were talking earlier this morning. We don't think Manny would have a problem with that as all. But you know, Manny, you're a ball player. You know, if your manager went out there and went out to get ejected, but did it in more of a polite, perfunctory way as opposed to really losing his mind genuinely, would you have a problem with that?
Do what you do. I have to go. That's fine. But you guys are doing a good job. You blew that pitch, but I don't want to play your game.
What do you think?
Did you see this?
I did. I love it. I mean, you have to get tossed when your superstar gets tossed. That's just part of it. Shield is a great dude. He understands that.
But you have to actually go crazy, like for real. Like, yeah, I've got to lose my mind.
You got to slam your hat. You got to slam your hat, kick some dirt on his feet. I mean, do all those things. But, I mean, you got to go. You got to get tossed. And you know what, hell? If you get tossed on Father's Day, go inside and have an early beer.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and he did, and they said they had the chance to go in and chat it up. I said, if there's one player on the team that's not going to care how his manager gets ejected, it's probably Manny. And, you know, you know him pretty well, and he's scuffling this year, and he's frustrated. I mean, he said the other day, it's rare I show my emotions, but I'm pissed, and I suck right now, and I got to figure it out, man. He's going through a tough stretch.
Yeah, I'm watching, and, you know, this is the veteran and him understanding that it's a long season and that, you know, this week is not going to dictate next week. He knows that it's a long, long season and, you know, his numbers are always going to be there. But again, it's frustrating for him because when you're one of the game's best and your numbers don't reflect it, it's a frustrating thing. And, he knows that. So, and he also knows that, you know, a good week, one good swing can turn his season around. Yeah. You know, I always tell him, when he hits that ball to right center field on the line, I don't think there's anybody better in the game than him. And you just got to get back to it. And he's a vet. He knows it. There's no need for me to tell him. You know, I still reach out to him and give him here tidbits that I see. But, you know, he's the one out there doing it.
and he knows what it takes.
One thing I hated, though, that he said was, if I have to rip my elbow apart again, I'm going to get it figured out. I don't know that that's the right. I don't. It's not what I want to hear. You know, from Manny. I want to. You know, he's probably my favorite player, AJ, and I definitely don't want to exacerbate the problem. Do you feel like you know him and you probably know his pain tolerance and everything else? And he said the other day, I'm at 70%. I'm better than most guys that play third base, and I tend to agree. But I will say, you know, are you of the opinion that he may need to go, you know, go rest and try to heal up and clear his mind?
I mean, I don't know if that would be best for him because that's just not his style. He's a player. But, you know, I don't know his pain threshold. I don't know how his elbow feels. I mean, anytime you have a surgery, you're still going to feel that effects lingering on for, you know, a certain amount of time post. And I know he's back playing, but, I mean, no matter what, you have surgery on your elbow and you got to throw a baseball and he throws it hard from different angles. So the torque on it definitely can't feel good. Swinging and missing when you have an injury like that cannot feel good. But at the same time, no one feels good playing baseball right now. Everybody is battling something. Somebody's hurting. Everybody is battling something. And that's just part of the game. So if you need to sit because you got a hangnail, that's not the era in which myself, Manny, and many others play. So we got through it, unfortunately, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't look pretty, but, you know, when we're not playing and we know we can play, it's a weird feeling for us. So, you know, no matter what we're going through, we're going to post. The manager writes our name in the lineup, we're going to play. And, again, sometimes it doesn't look pretty, but, you know, guys want to play 150 games.
From Barcelona to Mumbai to Alabama, it's always fascinating to find out where in the world is Adam Jones. Adam, appreciate it as always. Thanks for making time for us on a Thursday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Always. And next week I'll be in a new place, probably with a mojito.
Oh, ooh, okay. I right. Can't wait to find out where in the world is Adam Jones. There he is, the 5-time All-Star.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.